Chulin Peregimel Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah now is going to list off choloim, illnesses that would make a behema or an oif die, but they're not trefa. And this is the basic principle that we started with, is that there's a concept that we learned in the second part called the Misukenis. Vacheses. You have to make sure that the shechita is what killed it, not that it died me'atzmoy, even though the neck is geshocht. It has to die mikoich the shechita. Zolzayin. But the fact that the behema would die does not render it a trefa. So here the Mishnah lists some more. Fachuzas Adam. Talking about a behema that has a ribuy hadam. I don't know exactly what that means in English. There's a ribuy hadam, or maybe it has high blood pressure. Miushenes. A lot of, it was exposed to a lot of smoke. And the oshon was nichnas beguf, and that's going to make it choke internally, mistam the lungs. Hametsunenes. Animal that has pneumonia from cold. She'ochla hardufni. It ate something that's poison. This is a loshon de Gemara, that it's a type of plant that for animals is samamovis. She'ochla tsoyas tarnagoylem. Eating tsoyas tarnagoylem, the waste of chickens, is misukenes for behemoths. That will kill the behemoth. Oy she'shosasam mayim haroyim. It could drink water which was left open, exposed, and it could be that a nochosh was matal eres, put poison into the water. This is the reason why b'mei chazal the rishchiach nechoshim there was a din not to drink any liquids that were magula because of this chshash. Today it could be that it's such an inyan, but lamaisa there's no such din. The bottom line with all these type of conditions is ksheira, the animal lamaisa is kosher. The animal is living as a misukenis, but right now the animal is alive. You shecht it, it's kosher. Ochlo sam hamovis shekish nochosh. If it actually ate sam hamovis, which is poisonous for a person. We had a few cases before here. Dufni tzeis tanegalim. Those are fatal for an animal. They won't be dangerous for the person, for the human who consumes from the meat of that animal. However, let's say an animal ate sam hamovis. That would be dangerous for a person. Oishikish nochosh, and eres of a nochosh is certainly dangerous for a person. Muteres mishum trefa, trefa idus nish. There's no internal organ that's damaged. Vasur mishum sakonis nefoshes. For the vice, a yid is not allowed to eat something that's misukim nishmat moid lenavshe sechem. Mishnevov. The next Indian is something which is straightforward psukim about the fact that there are behemoths tohirois and behemoths tmeois. The aleph beis of eating kosher food is knowing what's kosher and what's not. Not mitzad treifus, not mitzad nevela, but mitzad etzim min. So there's the simonim that the Torah delineates in Parsha Shmini as part of behemoths tohirois and behemoths tmeois. There's the simonim that the Torah says for dogim tohirois utmeois. The fact that there is behemoths tohirois and tmeois is already in Parsha Shnoch, but the Torah doesn't say over there what the simonim are. Just Rashi says, Noach Lom de Torah. But in Parshas Shmini, the Torah tells us Simonim. What's striking is the fact that the Torah gives us Simonim to recognize Behemois in Parshas Shmini. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah repeats again this Parsha, but tells us the name of the animals, the Behemois that are Tohirois. There could be others, but the Torah delineates Behemois. There are Chayis, Behemois, and there are differences. We'll still be learning the differences between behemoths and chayos. And an interesting in Parsha Shmini, where the Torah doesn't give simonim for oifos. The Torah gives the names of the oifos. Now, theoretically, based on the names of the behemoths that are listed in Parsha Re'eh, one who knows what those behemoths are exactly can eat without recognizing necessarily the simonim. The simonim of Malagero and Mafresis Parsa. By Dagim, by fish, the only Avchona we have is only the Simonim. By Oifos, the Torah does not say which are the Oifos Toheris, it says which are the Oifos Tmeos. If we could definitively label the ones that are Tmeos, then we'll know that everything else is Toheris. Question is if somebody could do that. The Lomdim Achoiker, if the Simonim of the behema is the etzim siba hametaheres, or the pshat is it's only a way of recognizing, but really it's the type of behema. There's a famous halacha, which is really a sugya in Bechoyrois, where the Gemara says that if a Behema Tahira gives birth to a Vlad that's deformed, Lefida Min, and does not have the Simonim HaTahiris, Lamais, it's Mutarit. And a Behema Tameya, if a lion or horse or a zebra gives birth to a Behema that's deformed, the Behema gives to one of its own, but it's deformed and it doesn't have, and it ha- I'm sorry, it has the Simonim of Tahara, it's not Tahar. That means that the Simon is just a Tahara, but if it's born from a Behema Tameya, it's that. If it's born from a Behema Tahira, then it's that, without having to look at the Minim or not. This is a Babusta Chakira, and that's one of the Rayas. Others hold that the Simonim of the Behemois are maybe not the Etzim, are not the Etzim Sibam Teheres, but maybe by Dogim, yeah, because by Dogim we don't have names of Minim. Good, this is Babusta Reid. You can look at Reb Chaim in Machol Sasuras. It's the one Reb Chaim that's very cheshbendik on these inyonim is Reb Chaim Mamash on this inyon. Another point is a chiddush, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs counts as one of the mitzvahs, the pasuk that says in the end of Parsha Shmini, Vivdaltem in Ben Abayim et Toyo L'Tmeo, Ben Oif HaTom L'Toyo, it doesn't just say eat this, don't eat that. The Torah says, Vivdaltem from the Simonim. The Torah says, L'Havdol Ben HaTomi Ben HaToyo Ben HaChai Nechels Ben HaChai Sholoi Se'ochel. The Rambam learns there's a mitzvah of Avdol, there's a mitzvah to identify who are the ksheris and who are the toiris of the oifers, the behemoths, the chayis, and so on. The mitzvah say, what exactly does the mitzvah say? Others understand the mitzvah say is taka, the positive identification of each min. Others understand that it's only a lav abo michlala say, there's a lav to eat it. You look at the chinuch brings the Rambam, if somebody eats and he does a bad job of checking the simonim, he checks one simon, but he didn't check the other simon. So he was lax in properly checking the simonim. That's the bittul mitzvah say. You look at the Ramban, the Bahag, they seem to argue outright with the whole concept. Mitzvah say, in the Vivdaltam, the issue is the eating and the not eating. And there's certainly no mitzvah to eat, so mitzvah say, to identify the simonim of what can be eaten. So chiddush of the Rambam. Now it's on the Mishnah. Simoni behemah v'chai nemru menatayru v'simoni oif loy nemru. The Mishnah starts with the Hagdoma. We pointed out that the names of the behemoths and the chayis, or at least not the names, I'm sorry, not the names of the behemoths and the chayis, but the simonim, are mafurish in the Torah. Mafres is parasa, and shesa shesa, split hooves, and the fact that it's malagerit, choose its cod. Oyse sechel, the Torah says. Just to point out, the mafres is parasa, and shesa shesa are two parts of the same thing. One is that it's the foot, the hoof of the animal is covered with a hard encasing, like a protection. And the fact is also that shesa shesa proso is mean to say that it has a split down the middle of the foot. The malzger is the fact that it has the digestive system where the food comes back up and then it's chewed again, what we call in English chews its cud. Simoni oif lamaisa, the Torah doesn't say. Aval amru chachomim kol oif hadoiris tamei chazal do give a simon. That's not where the chazal get it from. So let's read the simon without explaining and we'll understand the klal adram. Kol oif hadoiris, any bird that's predatory that pounces and traps other animals like that, tamei. Kol sheyesh lo etzbei yisera, it has an extra finger that's higher than the other fingers that it has, v'zefek, and it has the zefek we described in trefis, is like a sack that's right from the veshet where the food goes in. The korkavani niklaf, this is already an internal symbol, you wouldn't be able to see this from the outside, is the fact that the korkavan, which is also part of the digestive system, peels off, it has a skin that peels off. All those are tohor. Those are simoni tahara. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik, Oymer, kol oif ha-cholik is raglov tohme. Any oif that could split its feet when it's standing, let's say, on a branch, on a rope, and it puts two fingers to this side, two fingers from that side, will be tome, because that is the anatomy of a bird that's doiris. The Mufashim put it together. The Rav speaks it out. Be'yaduah shu doiris. It's really not a separate simon. It's just another helpful sign in knowing, even when it's sitting on a string, whether it's doiris or not, even if you didn't see it in action. Now, before we discuss a few pratim of these simonim, let's understand the basic concept. The concept is that Chazal created simonim. So Rashi says, all the Rishonim bring, is that the Torah speaks out oifos, and Chazal compared, let's say, Torah and Bnei Yoina, which are kosher. The Torah doesn't speak out which oifos are tahiris. The only oifos that we have in Furish that are tahiris in the Torah are only Torah and Bnei Yoina, because those two are karbonis. They're karbonis, they have to be mutter to eat. That's a basic principle. So you have Torah Bnei Yoina, and let's say take Nesher, an eagle, which is on the other side. There are 24 birds that are listed as the oifos tmeyos. So Chazal made a comparison. Chazal decided Berech of Daitim, but of course it's a Kabbalah, Midor Dor, that the Iker Mavchin between the two is the fact that one is Darius, one is not Darius V'chule, and they made that part of the identifying feature. Now, what you're going to have is you're going to have 24 types of oifos, and there's certainly more than 24 types of birds. So, just to L'Sabah S'Oizin, Achreinim asked the Kasha, why don't we say if you have a bird and you don't know, Simonim we don't really have, let's say you can identify the Simonim, and let's say you don't know if it's Tahiru or Tmeo, why not assume that's Tahiru based on Rav? And the answer to that Achreinim say is that there's no way to know, L'moshul, let's say, Ayo, Znio, any of the other birds that I mentioned, maybe there's 100 different variations of that bird. So it's not true that it's muchrak that there's a roiv of oifois tahiros. Could very well be that there's very many more birds of the oifois tmeis, and it could be that there's a lot of different types. In each type, there's 24, 150 subcategories. So, well, there's no way of knowing what's a roiv. Interesting point is that the Torah speaks out the four types of Balei Chayim that have one simen and not the other simen. There are many, many animals in the Bronx Zoo and elsewhere that are tmeyos. The Torah specifically says four of them. The gomel, the shofon, a type of here, and there is also a type of rabbit, chazir. Those four, the Torah says you can't, and the Torah specifies because each one of them has one of the simonim and the other simonim not. A horse, the Torah doesn't say. A horse doesn't have either one of the simonim. Does that mean that these four are more tame, or the Torah has to say? I mean, there's no such thing as more tame and less tame. Tame is tame, but they're more tame. So, mashal, let's say there's midrashim that compare the four Malchuyos that subjugated Klal Yisrael, Bovel, Paras Umodai, Yovon, and Edom to these four animals. That means there's something significant about it. Vakabarim, the Torah speaks out these four, the other the Torah doesn't say. By Oifos, the Torah doesn't say anything except for the 24 that are not. But still, Chazal bring down, based on their idea, that the only one, and not the only one, but one specifically, of the oifos that has no simoni tahara, is a nesher. And Chazal used in understanding this oifdoiris they got from a comparison of nesher to Tor Bnei Yoina. Shar oifos tmeyois, they do have some of the simonim. Well, it says that a peres vosnio, which are two of the oifos at tmeim, have one simon, oiriv has two of the simonim, and the other 20 types have three simonim, but they're dairies. Lamaisa, because it's a confusing Indian, already from the times of the Goinim, we have a Mesiris that would not matter any oif besimin echod, any of the simonim, unless the simon happens to be kurkuban and niklav, because over there there's no mixing them up. But on the two other simonim, we're not soimich to be matter at all. The Rav brings all this. Others tie in more than that. And this is the meaning by Klal Yisrael. This is the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Ramon, Simen Pei Beis, is that we have to have a Mesiris on anything that we eat. And this is true by animals and oifos. In order, Chalila, that there shouldn't be any mistakes or overlap. And also the fact that, let's say, with the behemos, you have behemos that are listed. And there are behemos that have the simonim, but they're not one of those behemos that are listed. So maybe there's subcategories. The Torah tells us that these are the only behemos Torahs. So because of that, we asser up l'maisa, any behemoth and oif that we don't have a clear mukzokus on. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to run into problems because there are countries that you don't live in anymore. And there might be types of balei chayim that theoretically could provide boso to eat. There was one time an experiment in the 1950s to bring from Madagascar. There were tens of thousands who would have had cheap meat to bring to Israel, zebu. It has the, I think that's the way it's pronounced, it has the simonim, but we don't have a Messiah on it. The Chaznish fought long and hard to make sure that it wasn't brought. The other famous discussion is about a turkey. Turkey, we eat turkey primarily because it's assumed that it's a subcategory of a tarnagoil, which is one of the Ofis HaTorahs. Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, the Moshe, wouldn't eat turkey because he felt it didn't have the proper sim. Okay, we're not talking about that it's Machol Sasuris, but it's a Messiah by Klai Yisrael, Lasus Yog, not to eat from things that don't have a sim. We'll learn Mishnah Zayin also because it's Me'ein Inyan and Mishnah Vav. B'chagovim. So something interesting. We have not discussed chagovim, or grasshoppers. It's different types of grasshoppers, a lot of different types. And a grasshopper, there are types that are mutter to eat, and there are types that are mamish like shrotzim, they're mamish dvar masurim. What a chogov is the types that are mutter to eat obviously don't have shchita, and they don't have any real makshir. Fish, we discussed in the Hagdama to the Perek, to the Masechta rather. Maybe there's a concept of Asifa. I don't even know if that exists by Chagov. So Lamaisa, there are minim terim, minim tmeim, pop psukim ufuroshim. We don't eat us b'nei Ashkenaz, we don't have a Maseres. The Temanim do have a Maseres in some of the minim, and they can't be eaten. Famous that when Reb Chaim Zatzal, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, wrote his Kuntris, Karnei Chagovim, and he wanted to be able to learn the Indian, but he didn't have Chagovim in front of him. There was no Shlachtos for Chagovim to go to. Ki yadua that b'derech nes a chogov, a grasshopper, exactly the type that he needed to take apart, landed on his desk, and he was able to look at it. It stayed there as long as he needed to clarify details. So a clear example of Ruach HaKodesh Shehifia in our lowly door. V'chagovim kol sheyesh le arba raglayim v'arba knofayim. It has four legs, four wings covering the body. V'karsulayim. Karsulayim is besides for the four legs, which are the ikar, it has two long legs that help it jump. So chagovim do, they spring from place to place. Grasshopper, we call it. Uknofov chayfim es rubay, the simon is also that the knofov, the wings, have to cover the rave of the goof. They're not just there, but they cover the whole body. Reb Yosi Omer, another tnai, shmoy chogov. This is really hard, because it's not visible. You have to know it. Reb Yosi held that there's also certain types that are called chogov. There are certain types that are not. And those are the simonim of chagovim. Again, we don't have a Maseres. There have been efforts to take Maseres in countries where you don't live anymore, most notably in Yemen, and to have people from the Alta Dor that still shechted, that still ate from those minim, to give over the Maseres just because that's a part of Torah, is a Maseres on which animals yeah, and which animals not, which chagov yeah, which chagov not. Even if you're not in the mood of eating fresh chagov meat, but there's an Indian not to lose a chelik of yediyah satayra. Ubedogim, kol sheyesh lo snapi v'kaskeses. Skins and fins and scales. Those are two simonim that are mefurish in the psukim by fish. Reb Yehuda Oimer, shnei kaskasim usnapir echod. More specifically, it has to have multiple scales. Snap echad is one fin to help it steer. Ve'elu hein kaskasin. Loshen is ribui. That's where Yehuda got. Kaskasin is that it has to be two. Hakvuin boy. The ones that are stuck to it. Scales don't move around. The fins move and they help the fish move. Snapir naperech boy. And the ones that move around and they help them go from place to place in the water. We'll just point out that even though we said very strongly that by behemoth, chayas, and oifis, you need to have simonim. It's Maseres, baklais, or anything we don't have a Maseres on. We don't eat. Even if it has the simonim, we don't eat if it doesn't have the Maseres. By fish, it's not that way. There's even a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that brings other simonim for fish. If you can't see, what happens if you have chopped up fish and you can't see if it's kosher or not? There are other simonim to be able to tell. So that's the basics of these halachos. Let's have one interesting point, which the Mefarshim bring over here, it's a whole shtickle based on the Gemara, and the Samach Vov, is that the Mishnah Nida very clearly says that a fish that has scales will have a fin. So she asks, why does the Torah have to say both simonim? Let the Torah just say kaskeses, and you know the snapir. And the answer to that is that if the Torah would only write kaskeses, we would think that that gufa means a snapir aperech. The word is not clear enough to tell us exactly what it means. Therefore, the Torah tells us kaskeses and snapir. You need both, but be'etzem, the kaskeses should be enough to be able to identify the fish as a kosher fish.